everyone. Thanks for staying. Questions?
Good day?
I think so. We were pretty excited about it. Picking last in every round, like I said before, it's a little agonizing because you watch a lot of good players come off, but we felt pretty good that those guys were there when it was our turn to pick. Well, I think he's very good. He's got great hands. He's actually the holder on their team as on the placements. That gives you an idea of what kind of hands he's got. He's a very versatile player, quarterback in high school. He's done a lot of different things with Kentucky. He was, he was kind of Kentucky's offense for the last couple of years. So we feel very fortunate to be able to add him to our team. I think he gives us a lot of versatility. Be a nice fit with our group.
Does he remind you of anyone? Can you liken him to somebody?
I don't know. I'm not very good at that. I have scouts that are a lot better at that than I am. But he's an all-around player. His coach is there at Kentucky. Can't say enough good things about him. Obviously, a marvelous addition on the special teams. But he is a legitimate receiver. Also, very good with the ball in his hands. That's a trait that we like with all of our receivers, and most of them have been at one time or another returners or that sort of thing, played running back maybe in high school. Those guys turn out to be good receivers.
He's likely a spot guy, right, with
his size? Well, I mean, he certainly would be a candidate to play in the slot, but I think he'll probably be like the rest of our guys in that line him up all over. You know, Greg and Donald both play in the slot a lot of times, and other guys are in different places. I'm sorry, we'll go here and then over here. No, we don't think he's very far behind. He's a pretty accomplished player. And somebody was over here. Just about everything. He's a big back. He runs, he catches. I think he's got very good feet, very good instincts, plays in a spread offense. We saw him at the East-West game, got really good exposure there. He was clearly the class of the group in the East-West practices and things like that, and actually was able to see him in his pro day at the Home Depot out in California, and he's a pretty impressive physical specimen.
Have you seen kind of set at all three of the positions you've taken so far? Do you have any expectations of these guys playing next year or making what kind of contribution, I guess, do you expect immediately with the guys you've taken?
Well, certainly we'd hope that they'd all pitch in. Now, how much they play or whether they start or not, that'll be something to be determined during the course of the spring and the training camp or whenever we get this thing going. But we have learned the hard way that you can never have too many good players, and we really tried to stick by trying to take the best player, and that's the way it worked out today. We think there'll be good guys in the locker room, good people in the community, so we feel good about the three guys.
Ted, is there any significance to going to offense in the first 3 years, or is that just how
the value? It's just the way it worked out.
Is it a challenge?
Although I was kidding Mike about it.
Is it a challenge for you guys with the lockout kind of being on and off today? Has that caused any kind of uncertainty for you guys as an organization?
Well, no more than it does for all the other teams in the league. Nobody's happy about any of this, but it is what it is. The lockout is back into effect.
The numbers that Alex put up, considering how much they threw the ball, what jumps out to you the most about his production as a runner on offense?
Right. Well, they did this year because they had him, and he was a big horse. And like I say, he's impressive. When you watch him on tape, he's an impressive player. And they run from the spread, so the things we're going to do is going to be a little bit differently. But we like guys that are comfortable out in space. We like guys that can run and catch it out of the backfield. And I think he's going to be a good addition to our group.
Describe his catching ability. Does he have soft hands? Does he move well?
He does. He's flexible. He can adjust to the ball. Like I said, I was fortunate enough to be able with that pro day, and I got to really see it because they threw a lot of balls and things. And he does. He catches it easy. He doesn't fight it at all. He's, you know, I'm not saying he's Edgar Bennett because Edgar Bennett was a great pass catcher, but he's pretty good.
Put the ball on the ground a few times. Do you think it's a serious problem?
I don't, but it's something that, you know, obviously we care about. He had a lot of touches, but and he readily admits that, you know, the few fumbles he had, we're going to have to fix.
Is there a particular thing about this draft that you remember, any particular trademark that'll be its trademark?
The draft itself?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that linemen, there were so many of them, but then they went so quickly.
Right. That's starting to be the trend. When you have a pretty good class of linemen, and they were on the offensive side and the defensive side, people like myself gravitate towards those guys. They're hard to find.
Todd is another receiver under 6 feet. Will he be shorter, quicker receiver? Fit your offense better, in your opinion?
I don't know. He fits our offense fine. Like I say, I think he's going to fit in with our group fine. You know, he might be an inch shorter than Greg or something like that, but I don't know that you'll notice a difference.
What's left out there?
What's left where?
In the draft.
Oh, there'll be a lot of opportunities tomorrow. We think they're good players throughout the day tomorrow. We're looking forward. There's going to be some anxious moments where we're waiting and hoping guys can get to us or things like that. It'll be like a normal Saturday draft of the current era. It's not the current. I mean, the old Saturdays was like the first three rounds, I think. So it'll be like it's been the last couple of years. We will do like we always do. We'll try to stay with what we do, which is try to pick the best players. Now, if there's a position where we would like to add somebody, we'll give that a little bit more weight, but we're still not going to go against the value.
Are these the guys you're kind of hoping would be there when you're 5-6 picks away from being on the clock? Are these kind of the guys that you're be all
quickly
crossing your fingers on?
Yeah, we kind of zeroed in on these picks, a few picks away from us, sure.
What did the coaches in Hawaii tell you in terms of Green not winning the job as a junior? I know he had a great senior year. Why didn't he play more as a junior?
Well, he was a junior college transfer, so I don't know if he was, where he was in the pecking order in terms of seniority and that sort of thing, but he was the man this year.
Get antsy at all today when you saw a player coming down, you need a round and want to move up, inquire to move up what the price would have been?
We do that all the time. Anytime it's even 20 picks away, we're always calling people both in front of us or behind us. If at the time of our pick, it or maybe a few picks in front of us, if we get a little antsy or if there's a run in a certain position, sometimes we'll do that. And we did today. Nothing ever came to it. We never decided to do one way or the other, obviously.
Did Detroit have a blockbuster draft? How would you characterize what they did these 2 days?
It looks like they're a divisional rival, so we don't talk about them very much.
Ted, you always talk about when you go on to practice, you watch how the guys interact, you talk about the importance of chemistry. Cobb sounds like a pretty high character guy, but how do you know that when you're making your picks? How do you get a feel for that?
Well, we've had a chance to talk to all these guys at the combine and at the All-Star games and things like that. And we've had coaches from all these players and a lot of players that we didn't draft call on their behalf just to tell us, you know, what kind of people they are. And in all three cases with these three guys, they have a lot of support at their institutions.
How much does that factor into your decision
making? It factors in a lot. We try to, you know, and everybody makes mistakes in life, and kids make mistakes growing up, and I did things in college you guys would not want to hear about. But at the end of the day, and I know I sound like a broken record, we try to distinguish between good guys and bad guys, and I think we've added three good guys to our team.
What did you do in college? We would like to.
I can't tell you that. It was a long time ago. I can't remember.
Did you see any film or any instances where Green ran in an eye? You know, with a fullback in front of him?
He did in the East-West game, and he did fine. It's not going to be a major problem, I don't think. It's just that you didn't see that a lot but he wasn't in I formation, but he was in a single back formation a lot of times and got direct handoffs.
What about his ability to pass protect, blitz pick up? Did they ask him to do that much?
Yes, they did. And he did fine. He did a lot of check down stuff as well because they like to get him out of the backfield.
I know you can't speak specifically to Mike's offensive plans, but was the potential for a Wildcat with any factor at all?
No. We haven't talked about it. I'm not saying what we will or won't do because that's Mike's bailiwick, but that was not talked about. I think what we admire about the kid, and you're speaking of Cobb, is that he has this versatility. I mean, he lined up at every spot you can conceivably imagine and functions well. He understands football. He, obviously, being a high school quarterback, he understands routes. He understands space and things like that. He's a fine football player.
I think Jennings was the only sub-6-foot receiver you drafted, and Cobb is a 5'10½, whatever. I guess what stands out about Cobb and maybe some of these other guys in previous years just haven't had it?
Just the way it worked out. You know, we don't do a lot of 5'7", 5'8 guys, but, you know, if you're in the 5'10 to 6-foot range, you're fine with us.
Hey, Ted, going back to the labor situation, just to be clear, the league told you guys to go back to a full lockout.
Yes.